This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. By the narrowest of margins, the U.S. Senate approved a massive COVID relief bill, edging President Joe Biden closer to a significant political victory. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The American Rescue Plan will go down as one of the most sweeping federal recovery efforts in history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed the bill, but Republican Leader Mitch McConnell panned it.
The Senate has never spent $2 trillion in a more haphazard way or through a less rigorous process.
The yeas are 50.
But it did pass.
The nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
And President Biden says it's what the country needs.
This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Myanmar security forces fired gunshots as they carried out overnight raids in the main city of Yangon after earlier breaking up the latest protests against last month's coup with tear gas and stun grenades. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
In Yangon, the main city, local media reported security forces used tear gas and stun grenades. Just hours after a United Nations special envoy called on the Security Council to take action against the ruling junta for the killings of protesters. More than 50 protesters have been killed since the coup on February 1st, according to the UN. On Friday night, authorities disturbed the grave of a 19-year-old woman who became an icon of the protest movement after she was shot dead wearing a T-shirt that read, "Everything will be okay."
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. Pope Francis honored Iraq's persecuted Christians by celebrating Mass on Saturday at the Chaldean Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad. It was the first time a pope has celebrated a Mass using the Chaldean rite that is known to most Iraqi Catholics.
Sulla croce si è dimostrato più forte del peccato. Nel sepolcro ha sconfitto la morte.
For his sermon, the pontiff delivered a meditation on the Beatitudes taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, that in God's eyes, those who are blessed are not the wealthy, powerful, or famous, but the poor, those who mourn, and the persecuted. Earlier, Francis held a historic meeting with Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, in the holy city of Najaf, visited the birthplace of the prophet Abraham, and condemned violence in the name of God as the greatest blasphemy. An Italian prosecutor demanded on Saturday life sentences for two young Americans accused of murdering a policeman. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Donovan Lee Elder, who was 19 at the time, has admitted to stabbing Mario Cerciello Rega in July 2019, while his friend, Gabriel Christian Natale Yorth, then 18, was tussling with another police officer. Under Italian law, anyone who participates even indirectly in a murder can face murder charges. The two Americans, both from California, have said they did not know that Cerciello or his partner, Andrea Variale, were police officers, telling the court neither man had identified themselves. Variale has denied this, testifying that they had shown them their badges.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of the more contagious British coronavirus variant. There were no new local COVID-19 cases recorded on Sunday, according to health officials, allowing for the restrictions to ease. If no community cases are confirmed during the rest of Sunday, it would make a full 7 days since the last community case. There are still limits on public gatherings in the city of nearly 2 million, however, and masks are obligatory on public transportation. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga visited various places in Fukushima on Saturday, ahead of the 10th anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. The quake and tsunami left more than 18,000 people dead and destroyed many houses and businesses. The meltdown at the Fukushima plant sent more than 160,000 people fleeing the region. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.